This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. My father says I go way too fast. You know what? Keep up. You're smart people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you hop on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, live chat room. If you're a Facebook fiend, you can head over to you can head over to Facebook. So here, write this down. I'll make a deal with you. I see you're going to make me stretch to get it. The joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I'm not going to do this in Facebook because it's not fair to everybody. All right? The 25th, and I'm not going to tell you to the end of the show, the 25th email I get from this point forward, okay, I'll give you a free water bottle with a TRS on it. Hey, it's free. It's like the federal government, right? I'm going to send it for free. You get it for free. You'll be able to drink. Well, you'll have to, some places you've got to pay. You better pay for your water. You don't want to drink the stuff coming out of the faucet. Right? I'll send it to you. 25th email that I get, Look, I can't make it any easier. You know, joe@123.com would be the easiest, but joe@therealside.com. 25th email I get, you get a free water bottle, period. Doesn't cost you a nickel. And do me a favor, will you? Please don't, don't send me, did I win? Send me your email and put your address in there. And I can respond back to you, yeah, you won, and that kind of stuff. All right, companies, we have companies, not a couple. We have companies that are leaving the U.S. in big numbers, all right? I mean, you're seeing companies that are finding ways to do business somewhere else. Why? Maybe a little overregulation? Maybe I'll talk about that, too, in the next hour, about some of the, I spoke at a high school, and these kids had no clue other than the party talking points, if you would. And you could tell some of the stuff was the first time they were hearing. Anyway, Ford announced that it would be hitting the road and taking its small car production across the border. I wonder why that is. Right? I wonder why it is that they would want to go across the border. Maybe there's no EPA there, right? And with a few extra, I don't know, pesos, you might be able to get the inspector to look the other way. You know what I'm saying? So what other companies have jumped ship? You guys been paying attention? You know, I love to do, and I don't do it because I love to watch things go sideways, but I do it because I love to tell, I love to have the truth out there for other people to deal with. When they do the jobs report on Thursday morning, on Thursday night, I do the real jobs reports. The companies that are leaving and choking out jobs. See, they never, anyway. You know what other companies have jumped ship? What other companies relocating their operations outside the U.S.? See, that North America Free Trade Agreement, it was supposed to be a saving grace for the economy, right? Instead, think about it, it's cheaper. You know, I remember I was really surprised that the Teamsters went along with this, really was. Because I remember talking to a group of truck drivers right after this thing was enacted. And they were telling me how the trucks coming up from Mexico did not, under this agreement, they didn't have to adhere to the same rules that the American truck operators had. So the American truck operators had stricter rules on, on how to maintain the truck, you know, tire threads, tire wear, brake wear, all that stuff, maintenance and everything else. How many brakes the driver had to take? How much sleep the driver had to get? All that stuff was highly regulated in the U.S., but not in Mexico. So, of course, Mexico would have a leg up. Now, combined with the, he goes on to say that, the North American Free Trade Agreement once thought to be a saving grace for the economy, instead offers access to cheaper labor elsewhere. Now, you combine this with the U.S. corporate tax rate, which is one of the high, now, even I take exception with this. I know some of you guys think I'm nuts with this. We may have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. I'll bet you we have the most amount of loopholes, though. The most amount of ways to get around. I know a lot of guys that have large corporations that pay very few dollars in taxes because of the loopholes. However, even with that being said, remember, they're paying a lot of money in payroll taxes and other fees that they pay to do business in that particular city or town. Fiat Chrysler, gone. Out of here. Right? So beginning 2017, Fiat Chrysler will drive into Mexico. They're going to split operations between Mexico and Canada. There will be no Fiat car manufacturing done in the United States. Thank you, Mr. Obama. I appreciate it. This isn't good. Nabisco. What is that all about? All right, that's it. Throw all the Oreos out. No more. All right? No, don't eat them. Throw them out. The maker of Oreos, Chips Ahoy, and Nilo wafers. They invested $130 million in a production plant in Mexico back in March 2016. They're in the process. The company laid off, you ready for this? 600 workers from Chicago. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, and I'm going to keep saying, I know some of you get nuts when I do this, but thank you, Mr. Obama. I appreciate that. Who else? He's the president, right? Can he take care of some of this stuff? I'm serious. Why can't I blame him? So when you write your emails, I want you to answer these questions for me. Why can't I blame the president who takes full credit when he thinks the economy's doing well? When he thinks that more people are working, the jobs are doing better, he takes all that credit. But you guys go, like, crossways when I try to blame him or talk to him or talk about him. When it comes to him, he's the one flushing all this stuff, not us. That's from a senior host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Kimberly Marin's going to join me after the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day.
We are back. Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I appreciate the time you spent with me. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there on the website. And, you know, get involved with the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got, you know, anyway, whatever. I always appreciate the time that you spent with me. Now, look, if you go to the website, I send out an email every week. It's an email blast that lets you know who's going to be in the show, topics we're going to be discussing. Yeah, hawk my wares. I talk about maybe like tonight. We've got a new station with us tonight. You know, say hi to our friends in Salem, Oregon tonight. And you know, they're new. This is their first night, KPJC AM 1220 in Salem. And I appreciate the new listeners there as well. So let me bring out, you know, Kimberly. I'm looking at this hamburger that she's there. Let me bring Kimberly Marin on with me. She's on with me every week. We always have a good time, mostly about New England politics and national politics as well. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks,
having me.
Hey, that hamburger, I got it. You know, I don't eat big before the show. I mean, that hamburger looks, that looks good. I wouldn't do it.
These hamburgers are awesome. Do they have In-N-Out burgers where you are?
Are you, it started out here. What's wrong with you? Don't you research stuff?
I don't know. I didn't go to one. My first one was when I went to Utah. So they don't have them around here.
No. They're a West Coast place. And people, you know, they got all kinds of little secret burgers and stuff. You got secret ways you can order things. You know, it's like a little Dunkin' Donut cult, you know?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. I never had been to one until I went to Utah, and I was with someone who was an In-N-Out burger cult fan who ordered a special burger.
Yep.
I forget what it was, animal something or other.
Oh, God. And somebody sent me a picture earlier today I was going to share with you of three Dunkin' Donuts all in the same square. You know, it was one of those... And two of them had a line going through it like you wouldn't believe it. I'm thinking, yeah, I could see that in Boston or Massachusetts. No question about it. You know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so let me ask you a question. You sent me this story about the In-N-Out burger, because the In-N-Out burger joint, because there's a petition that's been circulating that demand that they come up with a veggie burger or a meatless meal, if you would. You know, all of a sudden now capitalism doesn't count, kind of thing. So you do realize this is California. I wouldn't expect anything less from these loons.
Well, the funny part is it's a Washington, D.C.-based organization called, quote-unquote, Good Food Institute. And they say that the burger chain has been letting fans down by failing to serve anything that would satisfy a burger-loving customer who wants a healthy, humane, and sustainable option. Listen, you nutbags. If you don't want a burger, don't go to In-N-Out. You can go have your little mealy soy burger from a restaurant down the street. But don't petition In-N-Out Burger, who meat lovers go to, burger lovers go to, for that reason, because we love beef, you wusses. Don't petition them to change their menu or add something on them, their menu that no one goes there is ever going to eat.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you on that. I think it's amazing that we've got to the point where people think it. What was that one group that went to that restaurant and they were complaining that they were serving eggs in the morning because you know why? Because it was like frying babies. I'm sure the same girl. If I had the ability to interview her, I would have said, "I'll bet you're for abortion." So you're freaking out, right? That an egg that comes out of a chicken is fried up, and I consume that, but you have no problem with ripping apart a baby in a womb, right? I mean, they are loonies. It is a sickness.
Oh, it's a mental disorder. Liberalism is indeed a mental disorder. I mean, it's not just, oh, ha-ha, funny. It really is a mental disorder because they do things like this.
All right,
and they are pro-abortion, but yet, oh, my God, you can't kill baby animals, or you can't eat chicken eggs because, oh, my God, it could be potentially a future chicken. Give me a
Oh, God, I would like to show them pictures of both. Anyway, hey, talk to me about, I know you're not a Trumper, and I know, but you got to admit, this crazy stuff like this weekend where, you know, he came out immediately and said, okay, are we going to be stupid about this, or are we going to call it what it is? And then she comes out, and the left comes out, and they start pounding on him because he came out and called it a bombing. That was the other thing I thought was hilarious. They were upset at him for calling it a bomb or bombing, and he said, I think it was on O'Reilly, he's like, okay, I'm sorry, but a bomb was detonated. I don't know what else to call that. It's a bombing, right? I mean, these people are desperate.
Isn't that what Hillary called it when she looked like she was a little drugged up on the plane?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Doesn't she drugged up nothing? She looked like she had two or three too many martinis, didn't she?
Oh,
the
my
droopy
God.
Eyes.
You know
yeah.
Remember last week we were talking about, and I said, after last weekend when Hillary came out and said basket of deplorables, and then she fell, and the whole entire world saw the video of her falling, passing out, whatever it was, and I said that made her look weak, and no one wants a weak president. This weekend, she just lost more voters. She's a moron. She is absolutely, utterly, if she wants, for someone who wants to win this election, she's not doing it right.
No, but
because even the left, even the left doesn't want a weak president. They might want to, they might bend over a little, but you got to at least pretend you're ready to fight to protect your citizens when they're being attacked.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, you have to at least put it out there that you're strong. She didn't even come off as strong when her first comment is all about how we have to wait to figure out what this is. The only ones waiting to figure out what it was her and some of her buddies. What's his name? Mayor DeBlinkio, whatever his name is over there.
Oh, DeMoron, yeah.
I like that one even better. You know?
The blabbering idiot is what I call him.
We have to wait to pass judgment. Let me see. We have two explosive devices that are made exactly the same that go off within a few minutes of each other, but I'm sure they're just coincidence, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and the thing that gets me, Joe, and I was talking about this morning, regardless of who did it, it was an act of terrorism. No matter who did it,
mm-hmm.
It was an act of terrorism. It terrorized citizens going about their normal daily routine. It terrorized them. It was an act of terrorism. We don't know who did it yet, but that's exactly what it was.
Yeah. You know, I am constantly looking at this stuff and spending time trying to decipher what they're saying. I've come to the conclusion they're not saying anything. They're going to protect her. They're going to do what they can to make her and her supporters look great. Now, you know, you think of most, who has given the bulk of the money? What group in particular has given the bulk of the money to the foundation? People need to be honest.
Oh, it's Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has given her tons of money.
There you go, right? There you go.
And they're the ones who spread this form of Islamic ideology, yeah. Wahhabism. I'm probably saying it wrong, but they're the ones who spread it.
Let's hit
let's
hit that on the other side of the break. I got to make money. We'll be back in a minute. Yeah, I know, right? Wouldn't that be cool? Kimberly Moran joins me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, you know, I like that song as a bumper because I want to remind people, 94 million Americans out of work. No matter what Mr. Oblamo says, that there's 94 million. The numbers don't jive. Do your own homework. Figure it out on your own. Okay? 94 million Americans are out of work. And it's not because I will not buy. I do not believe. It's just because they want to be. All right? So I know it's hard. Talking to a group of good friends of mine over the weekend, it's very hard to find something made in America. No, but look, you might find something that parts were made in America, they were assembled in America, whatever. Do a little bit of work. Please just do a little bit of work. And not just they're sold in America. You know, I know, the Apple iPhone, right? Totally assembled in China. They only sell it here. That doesn't help us. That doesn't put many people to work. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And if you don't like lighthearted tomfoolery at times, maybe this isn't the one for you. I mean, go over and check out Alex Jones or something. Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, and we have a good time talking about some of the politics going on in the New England area. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Kimberly, the comments made by El Presidente about the African American group, to where if they don't vote for Hillary, it's a slap in his face.
He did not say that. Oh my God! I was TV all day. I was in Concord all day, and then I had a board meeting. He really actually said that.
You got to go find that, because that's something that you could easily tear up and write about, okay?
You know what is a slap in the face? Is how Obama has failed the black community and how Democrats for decades have failed the black community. That's what's a slap in the face.
I agree with you, and I think it's hilarious that he keeps getting... How do they keep getting away with this, though? You know, when Hillary Clinton talks about what she's done for the black community, when he talks about what he's done for the black community, they have some of the highest unemployment rates under any administration slash president. She has no plan to change any of this. This will be the same old, won't it?
Why would she change anything? Because Democrats keep keeping black people down,
and
they keep voting for them. Right?
Right. I mean, go ahead. I'm going to ask you about politics in your area in a second, but go ahead.
Well, no, that's what I was going to say. Like, they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Nothing changes. Their lives get worse. The black community is in one hell of a predicament with their familial structure, crime rates, poor education, gun violence. That's where the real gun violence exists, but it's not because there's firearms. It's because of education, poverty, etc. What exactly has the Democrat policies done for them? Nothing but keep them in that cycle.
When I go back to Boston, okay, I look at the, and I grew up a Massachusetts Democrat. If you don't know what that is, go look it up, right? That's where you're actually born. It's in your DNA. Very hard to break that. But anyway, I go back there, and I go to the heavy, which is most of the city, but you go to the real heavy, black sections of town, and I got to tell you, they've gotten worse over the years. They're total Democratic rule. Or Democrat rule, this is the difference. And I look at that and say to myself, you keep voting the same people in over and over and over again. You complain about the conditions of your city. When are you going to give somebody else a chance? They've got them so petrified that they're afraid to vote for anybody else.
Well, and that's the thing. And this goes back to the uninformed voters. They believe politicians. They don't bother looking to see what's really going on themselves. And unfortunately, they're constantly told, oh, it's the Republicans who have made you how miserable and how bad you are. They don't put two and two together and realize, wait a minute, the city is run by Democrats. This whole entire area is run by Democrats. Democrats have done this and that to education. They're in bed with the unions. That's why we can't get good education. I mean, they just don't put two and two together to make four.
No, I think they put it together, Kimberly. I think they put it together, but I think they know, they realize, they feel, what have you, that things will change dramatically if they go ahead and vote in a Republican, vote in a conservative, vote in somebody who's going to get less government going on. Because when you have less government going on, there's less money in the pocket. There are less what do you want to call them, entitlement programs? I mean, there's just less less of everything, right?
Well, yeah, you know what? Yes, and there are those people that they just want to keep putting their hands out and say, here's my boat, give me some more stuff. Yes, there are those people. But I think a lot of people really don't understand the cycle that they're in and who's the cause of it or what the cause of it is. I would like to think that a majority of people are good people who don't want to be stuck in that, as opposed to the people who want their hand out and say, just give me some more stuff.
Well, I think...
I would like to think.
Yeah. Well, you're not really from New England, then. I don't know what to tell you. My dad says it, too. He's a Massachusetts Democrat, and he says it. You know, when you look at what's going on, he said, Joe, you get in the voter booth, and the reality is there are a lot of people complaining the way things are going here in Boston, in Massachusetts, but if they vote for the, if they click the right one, the right box, the box they should click, they're going to lose that check, a portion of that check, a portion of the government help that they have coming in, and they know it. So they're not.
Right.
Who's going to do that? Who's going to go on? Going to go into work and openly vote for a smaller paycheck? You know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like to be an optimist rather than a pessimist, because otherwise I would be
good for you.
I'd be having to dose my coffee with more value.
No, I'm sorry. I am tired of this. You know, you're in New England, very heavy Democrat area. It's you know, tough to be a Republican to win anything there to speak of. But again, I mean, remember the joke about Massachusetts was called Taxachusetts forever. Their property rates are out of control. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, I call it Marxachusetts. Step more. that more handily describes everything: the high taxes, the less freedom, the huge government, massive corruption. Oh my God.
Well,
I was telling
people last week that, you know, I think the last three Massachusetts speakers of the House all got indicted. You know, you don't get indicted for parking tickets, okay? Oh. These guys are doing some pretty nasty stuff. I mean, what's New Hampshire like?
Well, New Hampshire's bad too, but they just don't go to jail. They don't get indicted. But listen, I laugh. I have a friend from Chicago, and we used to argue who was more corrupt. And then what did they do? They sent Deval Patrick over to Massachusetts.
yeah, he's a real piece of work, that one there.
New Hampshire is corrupt as well. I never thought it would be when I first moved here because it's such a small area, but it's massively corrupt. I mean, some of these towns have such inbred politics. It's both parties. And I'm disgusted more when it's Republicans because I expect better of them. But like I told you, when I write for New Hampshire Political Buzz, it's pretty much 50-50 the corruption I expose from both Democrats and Republicans. Really, it's not one side moving the other.
No. They're all, it's part of what you learn in school. I think it's corruption 101, right? But you know, and you're right there in the mix of it. You taught me something the other day. I did not know that New Hampshire basically had two primaries. Most states, like here in California, we have one primary, and it's presidential, and it's all the way down a ticket. You guys don't. You have a presidential primary, and then all others, right?
Yes. Which is really ridiculous because we just had our primary last Tuesday, and then the general election is everybody. So that's November 8th. So it only gives the opponent a couple of months to actually argue why you should vote for them. It's really, really dumb. I don't understand why they do it. It's because the whole First in the Nation thing. When the First in the Nation happens, they're still mid-session in the state house, so they don't have time to campaign, you know? So they wait till it's mostly over, but it's ridiculous how they do it. It's way too late in the season to have primaries in September.
Well, not to mention how much money it costs to, you know, reopen those polls, have people go out, reprint the stuff. It to me, that's a big deal. It's one of the reasons in California they do that. They go all the way down to the local level at those times, and it saves money instead of having somebody going out two and three and four times.
Well, it not only saves money, but it gets more people out to vote.
Right.
We had a horrible voter turnout last week in the election on both sides. It was horrible. It wasn't even, their expectations weren't even met.
We got to go for a break. When we come back, you know what we're going to talk about? Are you surprised about Trump numbers? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me. Hey, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can also figure out what stations we're on around you so you don't always have to listen on your little smartphone there. And although I realize it's becoming easier and easier to listen on a smartphone, and it makes sense, but if you want to listen to it on traditional, old-fashioned, old white guy, white-haired radio like I am, then you check out the area around you. If the station's not carrying the show, ask them why. If they won't respond to you, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, and I'll ask them why. And believe me, when I ask them why enough times, they go, all right, I have enough of you. Let me put you on. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. Kimberly is got, I think she's got to figure out a pulse of politics as a whole, but she also is up in New England where it's a It is a different universe when it comes to politics. Is
it's
it not?
It's a bastion of hell. That's what I call it.
What's that?
It's a bastion of hell.
Oh, yeah. Well, they say I'm in the belly of the beast here in California, and I don't tell anybody exactly where I am because I don't need visitors. I've already had one of those.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I jokingly like to say, and some of you will find this disgusting, a liberal gave birth in my driveway. We even have a video to a degree where somebody actually took a crap in my driveway, purposely took a crap in my driveway. So, again, as
oh
I
my
said,
God.
A liberal decided to come here, give birth, and leave the baby behind. So we took care of that. But
wow.
Let's talk about now. You're not a Trump lover. You've never been a fan. As a matter of fact, you and I've had some pretty spirited conversations around Mr. Trump. But these numbers that you're seeing happen, the closeness of the numbers, the jump here. You know, you got to give him some credit. You got to give somebody some credit because she was 8 points ahead of him after the DNC in most of these races, sometimes double digits. Now we're down to a statistical dead heat, and in some areas he's kicking her butt. What do you think?
I think besides the fact that I don't, you know, see the polls as too much of an example, I think that if she was so great, she would be way ahead the whole time. There wouldn't be any closeness at all. She is horrible. She's terrible. She is she's not a leader. And too many people don't trust her to be the president. I think people are willing to give Trump a chance. He's not a 40-year corrupt politician like Hillary Clinton is, and a lot of people do remember her past. Young people find her despicable.
Yeah.
Especially when they find out the truth about her. She should be way ahead of him, and she's not. So that's telling right there. Look at his rallies, all the people that go to them. She's lucky she gets two people to go to her rallies because she's that bad. But this is. But if you look at all these things, and I'm looking at this because I'm not voting for either one. I'm putting that out there. If you look at these things, she should be way ahead. She's supposed to be this longtime politician. She's owed this. The Democrat Party handed this to her on a silver platter.
Yep.
Handed it to her. She didn't have to work at all to get the nomination. And she's not ahead like she should be at all.
Well, no, she spent, what, 150, just up to recently, she spent over $150 million in ads across the country. He spent $10 million, and he closed the gap. And now she's got another $140 million slated, and he's only slated $40 million for ads. They're looking at that, and it shows you how slow these people are. They're looking at that from the left, and they're saying, oh, yeah, see, he's not serious, okay, and she's going to kick his butt. Well, what are you, a moron? She's already spent $150 million. He spent $10 million. He's kicking her butt. Why does he have... This is why that... I don't care that his name is Trump, but this is the kind of mindset we need to have in government where, why do I have to spend $150 million to win? I don't. If I spend my money better, I have a better message, I don't have to spend as much money. He's right.
Oh, I think the money that they spend is kind of disgusting, but that's another topic altogether. But honestly... you know, as I've seen, like I told you before, I interviewed Trump before he even announced. I have watched this whole thing from very beginning until, you know, all through the whole election process. And she is her own worst enemy. Not Trump, not any ads he's going to put out against her. She, Hillary Clinton, is her own worst enemy. And Democrats do nothing to help her by just bashing Trump supporters, calling them racist. We've been called racist for the past 8 years just because we disagree with Obama. People are sick of it. They're done. They're done with any of that. And Democrats haven't learned their lesson. I honestly can't see.
But wait. Have they not... You didn't hear my rant in the first hour about that sickness that I believe that Hillary has. But is it that they don't see it? They're lying on purpose? Or do you think they actually believe this stuff, that she is the best one and that it's the right making her look demonic?
No one on planet Earth who has even one brain cell could think she's right to be president. No one. So, okay, let me take that back. There are... No, I can't even take that back. Okay, so there's... You got the people, you got the really dumb women who think, oh my God, she has a... Lee parts, so she has to be president, right?
Yeah.
They don't care how bad she is. They just know she's a woman and has to be president. And, of course, she's a Democrat, because if she was a Republican woman, they would bash her and they wouldn't care.
Oh, Carly.
They don't...
Carly. And they bashed Carly for the money she lost, the mistake she made. You know, I told people back at that time, I said, look, what do the Clintons do for a living? Help
Nothing.
Me. Thank you. How do you amass that kind of money? And you do virtually do that unless you're in the mafia. I mean, how do you amass those kind of dollars when you have no really visible means of income? You produce no revenue to speak of. And his speeches that he gave, he'd have to be speaking for 40 years solid to amass the money he already has.
Yeah.
So
exactly. So you got the female contingent who just wants to vote for her because she has lady parts. Then you have the sheeple Democrat who just will pull Democrat for D. I mean, it could be Satan, and they would pull the D. They don't care, right? Just Democrat, I got to vote Democrat. But then you have the people at the top, the people that are pushing down, you know, the support and giving her money. They know damn well she is not fit to be president. Right. They know it. But they also know that they had no other options. They had no other choices. They owed her, quote unquote.
Look at you're right. I get it. My family, they're all Massachusetts Democrats. They still all live. I mean, the majority of them still live in Massachusetts, and it's really interesting for me to listen to them. They have the same kind of principle. My dad says, like, hell no, there is no way I could check the box for that woman. And you know, we know her. We know what our party's done to us. If this is the best they could do for us, we're not supporting them. So I thought that was pretty cool from him. And frankly, the majority of my cousins, uncles, and aunts, diehard Democrats, won't vote for her.
Same here. All the mass, not that I know that many anymore, but all the mass Democrats that I know, when she first was running, they were like, oh, hell no. Because they know all about her. Right. Democrats know about her. The people who don't are indies, you know, the younger generation.
Sure.
And I've spent the past 18 months making sure as hell they do know about her, especially when it comes to how she treated sexual assault victims of her own husband. But besides
No. Let's get this straight. They weren't sexual assault victims. They treated her husband as a predator. They went. I mean,
no.
They were predators against her husband, is what I mean. They went after him. Don't you know
that?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, sure. I know a lot of Democrats. They will not vote for her. They might not vote for Trump, but they are not voting for her.
Yep.
So she lost. She's lost the hardcore, lifelong voting Democrats who, especially, have been Democrats for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Who know all about her?
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I want to say hi to Bobby from Massachusetts. Bobby and I went to high school together. Bobby, keep that down. Robert. I mean, it was Bobby back then, but he might only like Robert now. I don't know. I get a kick out of that kind of stuff. And then Carl from South Carolina and Carol from Tennessee. Thanks for joining the show. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. And commenting. I like when you comment, because I tell you what, sometimes, Kimberly, I don't know if you get this too, but they'll catch something that was said that I miss. You know, I've already got my mindset. I got questions I want to ask. And sometimes a guest will say something, it's like, which is totally off. And they'll catch it, and I won't. So that's kind of why I like the chat room, even though it's hard to keep up with from time to time. You know? Anyway.
As long as they don't catch my curse words that I might sometimes say.
Oh, the FCC does that, then I have to charge you for it. You know. So,
I'm very good. I only said one word that was possibly not good, but it was, I thought it was.
No, you know what? You have been pretty, you know, most people who start off doing podcasts, when they start doing radio, it is so tough to get them to clean it up. It's really a bear. So we got about 40 seconds left. I know that people can find you in a multitude of places. Let people know where they can find your writings and that kind of stuff.
You can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, also at the Federalist Papers Project, Heartland Institute, and Same Page Nation, and Granite Rock.
I love that Granite Rock. I get big, and only people from New England will actually know what that means. right?
Exactly.
I mean, seriously. Anyhow, Kimberly, thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on a regular basis. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Is Hollywood abandoning Hillary? We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. I mean, I really don't care what Hollywood thinks most of the time, but this is, like, on my side, so I think it's great. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far.